It's a joy to be with your community this weekend.
谢谢诸位的盛情，能够在这个周末让我在这里跟大家一起分享。
Today, we're going to continue unpacking this idea of generational continuity in the kingdom of God.
今天我们要继续探讨这个重要的主题，就是在神的国度里面世代传承的重要。
And the two passages that were read for us today, Deuteronomy 6 and Acts 13:36, highlight for us just how integral and how much God is really thinking about the next generation.
我们刚刚所读的这两段经文，《生命记》第六章以及《使徒行传》第十三章，告诉我们说，在神的心目当中，这个世代传承是何等的重要。
For those of you who joined us earlier this weekend, we talked about how God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
在这个礼拜六，我们特别谈到说，神是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
And in Deuteronomy 6, as the second generation of Israelites are standing before Moses again, he tells them, "You have to tell this to your children."
那么同样的，在生命记里面，当第二代的这个以色列人即将要进过约旦河进入应许之地的时候，摩西特别教导他们要如何的把这个信仰传到下一代。
Even as you commit yourselves wholeheartedly to the commands, you teach them to your children and talk about them when you are at home.
那么特别教导他们说，你要把所有的这些话都要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论是你坐在家里或者行在路上。
You talk about them with your children when you're on the road, when you are going to bed, when you are getting up.
不管是行在路上、躺下、起来，都要谈论。
We also see in Acts 13:36 how David filled his purpose for his generation before he passed away.
我们看到在《使徒行传》十三章三十六节里面，大卫在世的时候遵行了神的旨意，就睡了，归到他祖宗那里去。
And so the question that we ask ourselves is, what is the role of this generation?
所以我们要问的一个问题就是说，我们这一代的人，我们的角色是什么？
And both these passages clearly show that generational continuity is built into the kingdom of God.
所以在这两段经文里面特别告诉我们说，这一代传到下一代的信仰的传承是在神国度里面的一个不可或缺的要素。
In Psalm 78, God and the Bible tell us that they want us to tell these stories to the next generation, even those that are yet unborn.
那么在诗篇78篇里面，特别要告诉我们说，要把神的作为传给下一代，甚至是那些还没有出生的下一代。
In verse 6 of Psalm 78, the Bible tells us the next generation, you must tell them so that they might know these rules and regulations, who God is, even the children not yet born, and they in turn will teach their own children.
所以在诗篇78篇第六节说，使将要生的后代子孙可以晓得，他们也要起来告诉他们的子孙。
And in the following verse, it reminds us that each generation is responsible for setting our hope anew on God.
那么所以以后的经文告诉我们说，每一代的人都特别要教导他们的子孙对于神要有纯正的信仰。
Each generation is responsible for not forgetting God's glorious miracles.
那么每一个世代的人都不可忘记神那个伟大神圣的作为。
And each generation is responsible for obeying his commands.
所以每一世代的人都要负责任的来守神的诫命。
And so to that end, again, we ask ourselves, as this community of multi-generations, what is the role of each generation?
所以在我们这个有好几代在一起聚集的一个信仰的一个团体，在这个教会里面，我们每一代的使命是什么呢？
And today's sermon message is going to be from 1 Chronicles 17 and 1 Chronicles 22.
今天我想跟大家分享的是根据历代志上第17章跟第22章。
And this is the story of David towards the later part of his reign.
那么这里面是特别讲到在大卫王朝的比较后期的时候所发生的事。
And we know that there's a lot in David's life that God has worked through.
我们晓得在大卫一生当中神有极大的作为。
We remember that he was a young boy when he went up against the giant Goliath.
我们记得当他还是个少年的时候，他能够杀了这个巨人哥利亚。
We know that he had a lot of heartache and he had a lot of wars that he needed to fight.
我们晓得说他经历过许多的艰难，也经过许多的征战。
And yet towards the end of his life, he comes to a point where he wants to do something for God.
那么然后在他的这个王朝的比较接近后期的时候，他希望为神做一件事。
And King David looks before God, and this story from chapter 17 and chapter 22, they go together, and this is a story that shows us a generational continuity in the purpose of God, but also respect for each other.
那我们就发现说在历代志上的17章到22章，看到大卫想要为神做一件事情，要完成神的旨意，那每一代在神的使命是什么？
And so if we go to 1 Chronicles chapter 17, again, this is a part of the height of King David's reign.
那么在历代志上17章是大卫王朝的盛世。
In the chapters before, he has conquered God's enemies and he has brought the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem.
在前面我们就看到说他已经胜过所有的仇敌，而且把神的约柜带到了圣城耶路撒冷。
There's a lot, before when David was young, there was a lot of God's enemies, but now he's gotten to a place where he subdued them.
那么在前面提到说特别有许多人是与神为敌，到了历代志上16章的时候，大卫把这一些所有跟神为敌的通通都消灭了。
And chapter 17 opens by telling us that when David was settled in his palace.
那么在历代志上17章，大卫住在自己的宫中。
And in other words, there's peace in the land. David is at peace, and he is now comfortable in his palace as he looks out upon his people.
那么在他的这个国里面有太平，所以他从他的宫中能够看到外面是一个很和平的一个国度。
And he summons Nathan the prophet, and he says, as he observes, look, I am living in a beautiful cedar palace, but the Ark of the Lord's Covenant is out there under a tent.
所以他就对先知拿单说，看哪，我住在香柏木的宫中，耶和华的约柜反而在幔子里。
And so Nathan knows that David has in mind something, and he simply says, do whatever you have in mind, for God is with you.
所以拿单晓得大卫有一个心意，他就这样说，你可以照你的心意而行，因为神与你同在。
In other words, David has in mind, listen, I've got this great palace that I'm living in. The Ark of the Covenant is under a tent, and so he has in mind to build a grand temple.
是什么意思呢？大卫说我住在香柏木的宫中，可是耶和华的约柜还是在幔子里，所以他想要为这个约柜能够建一个圣殿。
And this is such a good thing.
那么这是一件美事。
This is a godly thing.
那么这是一个虔诚的事。
This is a building project that will benefit the people of Israel who are God's chosen people.
那么这是一个很值得做的建造的工程，是能够使神的百姓得益，也能够荣耀神。
Even Nathan, God's prophet, believes that this is a good idea and tells him, listen, do whatever it is that you have in mind.
所以甚至薛丹，这个先知拿丹都说这是件好事情，照你心里面所想的去做吧。
And yet, in the following verse, God himself goes to Nathan that very night and says, go and tell my servant David, this is what the Lord has declared, you are not the one to build a house for me to live in.
可是神却有不同的想法，所以当夜神的话临到拿单说，你去告诉我仆人大卫说，耶和华如此说，你不可建造殿宇给我居住。
We learn that it's because David is the warrior king. He shed too much blood. And there is somebody, God wants his temple to be built by a man of peace, Solomon. And so when David is at the height of his reign, God tells him, no, this is not your job.
那么后来我们就晓得说，所以大卫不能建圣殿的理由之一，是因为大卫是一个战士，流了许多人的血，所以建造圣殿的工作要留给他的儿子所罗门。
David is known as the warrior king, but he's not the one who's going to build God's temple.
大卫是作为一个战士为神征战，但是他不是要为神建殿的那一位。
And in many ways, it seems almost counterintuitive.
那么对我们来讲，这似乎跟我们的直观是不符合的。
Because isn't David at the height of his power and his influence?
那么大卫在他的这个权力如日中天的时候，在他影响力极大的时候。
He has all the money that he needs. He's got the materials that he needs. He's got the passion and the heart to do this project.
那么他有他足够的资源，他也有足够的热心，可以把这件事情完成。
And yet the Lord tells him, this is not your role to do.
但是神却对大卫说，这个建造圣殿不是你要做的事。
One of the first things we begin to learn as this story unfolds is just because we are in a position to be able to do something doesn't mean we should.
所以第一样事情我们要记得就是说，我们能够做一件事情，能够成就一件事情，并不见得就是舍我其谁，非我做不可。
And so despite the fact that David has the heart to, he's got the idea to, he's got the means to be able to build this temple, God tells him no, because again, God has something else planned.
那么所以尽管大卫有这样子的热心，他也有这样子丰富的资源，他也 有这样子的一个愿景，希望把这件事情完成，可是神说，这不是你要做的事情。
The Bible tells us that God declares that my ways are not your ways and my thoughts are not your thoughts.
神曾经很清楚地告诉我们说，我的道路非从你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。
And in the following verses in First Chronicles 17, God shows him and reveals to him that David's lineage will continue on forever.
那么在以后我们看到说，在神告诉大卫说，在必所有的大卫的宝座是永无穷尽。
Even though David is not the one to physically build the temple, God is the one who's going to establish the Davidic line, and we know that Jesus himself comes from that line.
所以虽然大卫并没有建造圣殿，可是借着这个大卫的后裔，那么继续的是一个君尊的后裔，我们也晓得最后基督也是从大卫的后裔而来。
And so David, who has in mind to bless the Lord with a temple, God turns that blessing around and says, it's not for you to build me my house, in fact, I will build your house.
那么所以当大卫有这样的心，想要建造圣殿来荣耀神的时候，神反而说，我要祝福你，使你的后裔永远坐在宝座上。
And in that response that God gives to David, one gets this notion that there is a continuity that God will continue to bless his descendants beyond the lifespan of King David.
那所以在大卫想要建造圣殿这样的一件事情上，神就启示说，神要继续祝福大卫的后裔，甚至在大卫离开这个世界之后，神的祝福并没有停止。
And so David hears his response from God, and David's response to God is one of extreme thanks and one of just realizing that God is so much greater than anything that he could have imagined.
所以大卫对于神好像是一开始拒绝他的反应呢，却反而是充满了敬拜和赞美，因为知道神要继续的祝福他的后裔。
If you read his response, David is humbled by the fact that God is considering him to be somebody great when he's just a human.
那么，所以大卫在以后的祷告，他说：“神，他认识到说，虽然他仅仅是一个人，可是神却以他为大。”
Because when God looks at David, he doesn't just see one man and one lifespan. He sees what God sees what he's going to unfold in the coming generations.
所以当神看大卫的时候，不是只是看到一个人，不是只是看到一生，而是看到借着他世世代代的人要蒙神的祝福，被神所使用。
And so when we begin to understand that God's plan extends beyond any one generation, what is it and how is it that we should respond?
所以当我们看到神的计划不单单在我们这一代人的身上，还是在以后世世代代的人身上，我们该有如何的反应呢？
David is known as a man after God's own heart.
我们晓得大卫是合神心意的人。
That means that he is a man who seeks God's will in his life.
那就是说在他一生当中他寻求神的旨意并且要遵守。
And because he's a man who is humble and obedient and seeks after God's will, he listens to what God says and understands this is not my role to build this temple.
因为他谦卑寻求神的旨意，所以他晓得说为神建造圣殿不是他要完成的角色。
So at the very outset, as your community prays about what your generational role is, the attitude must be one of listening, one of praying, and one of obeying.
所以对每一代的人来讲，我们要如何明白神在我们身上的旨意呢？我们要祷告，我们要留心听神的声音，然后我们要顺服。
And now this story continues on. There's a little bit of action between chapter 17 and 22, but we'll pick up the story in 1 Chronicles 22.
那么所以在17章到22章当中还有一些细节，我们现在来看历代志上第22章。
Because now David is thinking, if I can't build the temple, what can I do that, you know, in my generation?
那么所以大卫现在明白说，如果我不能为神建造圣殿，那么在我这一代当中我可以做什么？
So often when we look at the emerging generation or the young leaders, we think to ourselves, they're so young, they're so immature, they're so inexperienced.
那么所以有的时候我们看到下一代的，我们觉得他们太年轻了，太不成熟了，好像没有办法成大器。
And David knows this about his own son Solomon.
所以大卫事实上对于他自己的儿子他非常了解，知子莫如父。
And so as a father, as the previous king, what David does in this chapter kind of sets a precedent, set gives an example for how we can consider the next generation.
所以大卫他如何对待所罗门，等于给我们立一个榜样，告诉我们说我们要如何的来帮助我们的下一代。
Chapter 22 opens up with David discovering that this will be the location for the temple of the Lord.
所以我们看到说在这个地方大卫能够为神的殿找到了一个地址。
And so David again does not build the temple, but what you'll see that he does is he goes as close as possible to prepare everything that is necessary for the temple to be built.
所以虽然他自己没有建造圣殿，但是他做了许许多多准备的功夫。
We read in verse 2 that David gives orders and calls together all the foreigners living in Israel, and he assigns them the task of preparing finished stones for building the temple of God.
所以大卫吩咐聚集住以色列的外邦人，使其中派石匠凿石头，要建造神的殿。
We read that he provides large amounts of iron for the nails that will be needed for the doors and the gates and for the clamps, and he gave more bronze than could be weighed.
所以大卫预备许多的铁做门上的钉子和钩子，又预备许多的铜，多的无法可称。
In verse 4, the Bible tells us that David also provided innumerable cedar logs, for the men of Tyre and Sidon had brought vast amounts of cedar to David.
又具备无数的香柏木，因为西顿人和推罗人给大卫运了许多香柏木来。
So the first thing that we see David do is he literally prepares the raw materials so that Solomon can succeed in building the temple.
所以首先大卫所做的事情就是他为所罗门预备了许许多多的原材料，使得所罗门建造圣殿的事情可以顺利完成。
All the wealth that he has, he just gathers it all and puts it aside for Solomon's use.
所以大卫积蓄了许许多多的财富，他把它放在一边储存起来，让所罗门可以使用。
We've just read the vast amount of resources from verses 2 to 4, but if we go to verses 14 to 17, we also read how much more he provides.
那么我们在前面这几节已经看到他准备了许许多多的材料，我们如果再继续念的话，可以发现说他所预备的财富到底是有多少。
In verse 14, nearly 4,000 tons of gold, 40,000 tons of silver, and so much iron and bronze that it cannot be weighed.
特别提到说金子10万他连德，银子100万他连德，铜和铁多得无法可称。
He gathers timber, exactly like the cedar, and stones for the walls, though you may need to add more, is what he tells Solomon.
他也说我也预备了木头、石头，你还可以增添，他这样告诉所罗门。
And the resources that David provides, it's not just the raw materials like the stones and the cedar and the gold and the bronze. It's also human resources that he provides.
所以大卫所预备的不单单只是物质方面的原材料，石头、木头、金和银，他也预备了熟练的工人。
Because David is king, and while he has power and influence, he gathers the foreigners and tells them to make these dressed stones for the temple.
那么因为他是王，那么他用他的影响力就把许多有技巧的石匠、木匠和一切能做各样工的巧匠通通都召集来。
As the current and living king of Israel, there are stonemasons and carpenters and craftsmen of every kind, expert goldsmiths and silversmiths, all these artisans that he has gathered so that they can help Solomon physically build the temple.
所以许许多多有各样技艺的工匠，不管是石匠、木匠，还有各样工的巧匠，大卫通通都召集来，预备好了，让他们可以为所罗门来建造圣殿使用。
And in order to ensure a smooth transition of power and leadership, verse 17 tells us that David ordered all the leaders of Israel to assist Solomon in this project.
那么所以大卫也特别是要让这个领导能够很合适的能够转移过去，所以吩咐以色列的众首领帮助他儿子所罗门。
So even though he cannot build the temple himself, one of the things that David does is he prepares everything he can so that the generation king that is coming after him, Solomon, is able to succeed as much as possible.
那么所以虽然他自己不能建造圣殿，但是他预备了原材料，他也预备了工人，他也预备好了领袖，让他们在所罗门的带领底下可以有最大的可能性能够成功完成圣殿的建筑。
There's also an important part of this, that is relational as well.
那么在这样子的一个世代传承当中，还有一个很重要的因素。
The Bible tells us that David sent for his son Solomon and instructed him to build a temple for the Lord, the God of Israel.
所以大卫特别要他的儿子告诉他说，你的责任是要建造神的圣殿。
Again, we know that David thinks that Solomon is young and inexperienced because it tells us that in verse 5.
就在第五节的时候已经告诉我们说，大卫知道所罗门是年幼娇嫩的，没有经验的。
David literally says, my son Solomon is still young and inexperienced.
所以大卫说我儿子所罗门还年幼没有经验。
And he kind of compares the inexperience of Solomon to the grandeur of the temple that he has in mind.
那么所以他想起这个圣殿的伟大庄严跟所罗门这个年幼娇嫩是一个很强烈的对比。
And so he calls this young and inexperienced Solomon to come and meet with him.
所以他就要这个年幼而且不成熟的所罗门来与大卫相见。
And in this conversation with Solomon, what he does is he gives and he continues to pass on the vision of the temple to Solomon.
所以大卫召所罗门来是为了什么事情呢？他就是把要建造圣殿的愿景能够传给所罗门。
And so he reveals to Solomon that God had told him, this is in verse 8, you have killed many men in the battles you have fought, and since you have shed so much blood in my sight, you will not be the one to build a temple to honor my name.
所以在第八节他说，只是耶和华的话临到我说，你流了许多人的血，打了多次大仗，你不可为我的名建造殿宇，因为你在我眼前使多人的血流在地上。
And he also shares with Solomon that God told him that you will have a son who will be a man of peace. I will give him peace with his enemies, and in all the surrounding lands, his name will be Solomon, and I will give him peace and quiet to Israel during his reign.
所以所罗门的意思就是平安王，所以大卫继续说，神启示给他，你要生一个儿子，他必做太平的人，我必使他安静，不被四围的仇敌扰乱，他的名要叫所罗门。
And he doesn't hide the vision, but rather says, God told me that he is the one, Solomon, you are the one who will build the temple to honor my name.
所以他并没有把这个愿景隐藏起来，他把神所给他的托付很诚实、很完整的告诉他的儿子所罗门，你要完成建殿的工作。
One of the important things that we can do for the emerging generation is vision cast and dream with them.
所以我们对于我们下一代的人可以做的事情，就是把愿景传给他们，我们一同来梦想。
We know that nobody lives forever.
我们晓得没有一个人可以长远活着。
And there might be a vision that God has given to the current leaders, and it's a good vision, it's a godly vision.
那么可能我们这一代的人从神领受了一个意象，这是一个美的意象，这是一个值得实现的意象。
But sometimes that generational challenge and the rift happens because the vision is not shared with the emerging leaders.
那么为什么有时候两代之间会有一些冲突呢？就是这样子一个伟大的意象没有跟下一代的人好好的分享。
David here gives Solomon the vision and he says, listen, this is what God has shown me. And he passes on that vision and empowers Solomon to receive it.
所以他就把神所托付给他的意象能够原原本本的传给这个所罗门，而且让所罗门能够得着所有一切需要的支持，能够继续完成这一个愿景。
And so in verses 11 and 12, we see David bless Solomon.
所以我们看到下面的第十节一直到第十三节，这个大卫就祝福所罗门。
First, he prepares all the raw materials and the resources so that they are at Solomon's disposal.
所以首先他是预备了所有的这些原材料跟这些工人，使得所罗门可以运用建造圣殿。
In the second place, he is intentional about sharing that vision with Solomon.
然后第二方面，他是有意的要把这个愿景跟所罗门来分享。
And in the third place, he blesses Solomon so that he might succeed.
所以在第三方面呢，他就祝福所罗门，使得所罗门可以亨通。
In verse 11, David says to Solomon, Now my son, may the Lord be with you and give you success as you follow his directions in building the temple of the Lord your God.
所以他就对所罗门说，我儿啊，现今愿耶和华与你同在，使你亨通，照他指着你说的话。建造耶和华你神的殿。
David also blesses him, saying, May the Lord give you wisdom and understanding that you may obey the law of the Lord your God as you rule over Israel.
所以他继续祝福所罗门说，但愿耶和华赐你聪明智慧，好治理以色列国，遵行耶和华你神的律法。
And so after we share vision with the emerging leaders, it is so important to bless them in the name of the Lord.
所以当我们把我们的这个意向跟下一代分享之后，非常重要的事情是我们要为他们祝福。
And even as we bless them, to encourage them.
所以我们不单单是要祝福他们，而且我们要鼓励他们。
In verse 13, David tells his son, You will be successful if you carefully obey the decrees and regulations that the Lord gave to Israel through Moses.
那么所以他就继续的鼓励所罗门说，你若谨守遵行耶和华借摩西吩咐以色列的律例典章，就得亨通。
And to this inexperienced and young emerging leader, he says, Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or lose heart.
那么对于这个年轻的、不成熟的、甚至可能会胆怯的这个下一代，他怎么说呢？你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌。
He doesn't say, listen, this is how big the work is. You need to get started right now. Why aren't you studying architecture? Why aren't you doing all these things? Rather, he says, you need to be strong. God will guide you and you will succeed.
他并没有好像讲出有一些点要吓唬所罗门的话，说你看这个工程很大，你要早点准备好，你要早点动工，要不然你做不了。他反而怎么说呢？他说你要刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌。
In verse 16, he essentially commissions Solomon after he tells him about the goldsmiths and the silversmiths. He simply says, now begin the work and may the Lord be with you.
所以他接着说呢，他就把这个任务交给了所罗门，并且还说所有的材料所有的工人都已经预备好了，现在你可以开始建造了。
And he also encourages Solomon in verse 19 with direction and with further exhortation.
那么然后他也继续的来这个带领这个所罗门，那么给他一些很详细的一些指引跟劝告。
He tells him, now seek the Lord your God with all your heart and soul.
他现在你当立定心意，寻求耶和华你们的神。
And he says again, build the sanctuary of the Lord God so that you can bring the ark of the Lord's covenant and the holy vessels of God into the temple built to honor the Lord's name.
也当起来建造耶和华神的圣所，好将耶和华的约柜和供奉神的圣器皿都搬进为耶和华名建造的殿里。
So there are four things that we learn and we can see David doing in preparation for Solomon.
So we can see four things that David did for Solomon.
Again, he gathers all the resources that he has accumulated in hard-fought battles.
那么首先他是把在过去所有征战当中所得来的财富通通来为所罗门预备。
He doesn't use it for himself.
他不是为自己来使用这些财富。
But again, he prepares it for the disposal so that they are all at Solomon's disposal.
他预备积蓄这些财富使得所罗门可以用。
His wealth, his human connections, his relationships, all are leveraged so that Solomon is in the best position to succeed.
他所积聚的财富，他所建立的关系，他所那个招聚起来的工人，通通都预备好了，在所罗门是使得所罗门可以自由的来运用，来支取。
David also vision casts with Solomon. He doesn't leave him out, but includes him in this vision that is going to be generational.
那么所以大卫不单单只是预备材料，他把他从神所领受的意象跟愿景跟所罗门来分享，使得所罗门可以继续完成这个使命。
The things that God had revealed to him, he tells Solomon.
那么神所启示给大卫的，大卫原原本本的也跟所罗门能够讲解的清楚。
And he continues on to number three, bless him.
那么第三样事情就是大卫祝福所罗门。
And number four, he encourages him.
然后第四点，大卫鼓励所罗门。
And so let me ask you a question.
所以让我问大家一个问题。
How has the first generation, the leaders, the parents, the teachers, the elders of this community prayed in discerning God's will for their generation and also the next generation?
那么我们这个第一代的领袖，不管是教会的领袖，或者是我们的家长，那我们如何能够为我们的下一代能够预备呢？
Have we earnestly prayed to God, asking, what is it that we need to do while we are alive on this side of heaven?
我们有没有认真的在神的面前祷告说，为着我们的下一代，我们可以预备些什么，我们可以准备些什么？
Have we asked God to show us how far we can go? What is it that you want us to do rather than what is it that we can do?
那么我们有没有很真实的来问神说，我们为着下一代，我们到底能够走多远，而不是说我们做不了，我们做不到。
So that David doesn't build a temple out of his own, you know, ambition, but rather leaves that to Solomon because that is the way that God wanted it.
所以大卫并不是只是为着满足自己私人的野心来造这个圣殿，他反而愿意遵从神的旨意，把这有伟大的一个托付交托给所罗门下一代。
What is our response? What has been our response to the emerging generation?
那么我们的反应应该是什么？我们过去对于我们的下一代，我们是如何的来建立他们呢？
Have we honestly and eagerly and earnestly prepared resources for the emerging generation so that they will have the highest chance of success?
那么我们有没有很认真、很热烈的来好好的预备我们的下一代，使得他们能够靠着神的恩典，能够完成神所托付给他们的使命？
How have we become a stepping stone for the emerging generation rather than a stumbling block?
那么我们是不是作为下一代的这个垫脚石，而不是成为他们的绊脚石？
Has what we thought they should do become more burdensome than it has become a blessing?
那么当我们想到我们要如何造就下一代的时候，我们不要觉得这是一个负担或者重担，反而这是一个祝福。
How has this community shared kingdom vision with the next generation?
我们作为这个属神的这个子民跟教会，我们如何跟我们的下一代来分享神所给我们的托付和愿景？
How have parents and children come together to dream together, to vision together?
我们的家长跟我们的孩子们，我们有没有在主的面前，我们一起为着将来的愿景，我们来做梦？
To share and to envision together, not only as parent and child, as one generation and another, but with God leading that kind of vision casting.
所以我们作为这个家长和孩子在一起，我们不单单要在一起来分享这个愿景，而是看神怎么样要带领我们从一代传到另外一代。
Or rather than opening up the doors of opportunity and connecting them to God's greater kingdom purpose, have we pigeonholed them into what we envision or what we have thought that they should do?
那么我们是不是有一个很开放的一个心胸跟开放的眼界，让他们也能够发现神在他们的那一代所要成就的事情，而不是只是限制在我们要他们所做的事情上。
How have we blessed and how have we prayed for the next generation?
我们有没有祝福，我们有没有为我们的下一代来好好祷告？
Have we blessed them on our terms with our conditions or have we blessed them to go with God?
我们会不会只是说我们祝福他们，如果他们听我们的话，照着我们的意思来做，还是我们就是说只要是按照神的旨意，我们就毫无保留毫不自私的来祝福，来希望他们能够在神的面前蒙福而且成功。
And finally, have we encouraged the emerging leaders? Have we encouraged the next generation? Or have we exasperated them?
那么最后我们是不是一直鼓励我们的下一代的领袖，还是我们使得他们泄气，觉得无从发挥？
What we learned today that is that as a community, as leaders, as parents, as elders, as teachers, we must prepare the next generation as best as we can.
所以今天我们一起来学习说，作为教会的领袖，作为长老，作为老师，作为家长，我们要学习如何好好预备我们的下一代。
We must prepare them spiritually.
我们要好好的预备他们的灵性。
With our resources,
用我们所有的资源，
our influence, our protection,
用我们的影响力，我们来保护他们，
the stories that have formed us into the people we are today.
那么什么样子的一个过去的属灵的影响造成今天的我们？
These are all part of the resources that we can leave behind for the emerging generation.
所以我们过去所有从神所领受的一些经验，我们通通都可以传给我们的下一代。
We also learn that we must vision cast and dream with the next generation because God's kingdom is surely outlasts any one person.
我们继续要跟我们的下一代一同来分享这样的一个愿景，因为神的国度是远远超过一代的人。
God's vision is their vision as much as it is for us.
那么神的所加添的这个意象，不单单是为着他们，也是为着我们。
We also learn that we must bless them.
那我们也学习说，我们必须要祝福他们。
It is our joy to bless them so that they rise up to the challenge and that they feel the full spiritual support and blessing of their parents, of the generation that went before them.
那是一件何等喜乐的事情，我们可以祝福我们的下一代，使得他们被兴起来，能够被神所使用，能够成为下一代的祝福。
Those blessings, those prayers ought to be like wind in their sails.
那么所以我们给他们的祝福，我们给他们的这一些祷告，就好像让他们可以乘着这样祝福跟祷告的这个风而能够继续的前行。
And finally, we learn that we must encourage them precisely because they are young and inexperienced.
就是因为他们是年幼，他们没有经验，所以他们更需要得到我们的鼓励跟支持。
We must bless them precisely because the work is demanding and the challenges will be many.
我们所以要鼓励他们，因为他们所面临的挑战跟他们所遇见的难处是极大而且极多。
It is my hope that your community is able to come together before the Lord as a community that demonstrates generational continuity.
所以我对于诸位的一个期待，就是说在这样的一个教会里面，我们是有一个信仰传承的一个教会。
So that his favor will go from one generation to the next until the day he calls us all home.
所以他的恩典，他的祝福会从一代能够传承到另外一代，直到我们被呼召回到他那里去。
God is a very good God.
神是一位好神，伟大的神。
He has never lost a generation, and he will not start now.
神从来没有失去一代人，每一代他都呼召人来服侍他，神也不会失去今天这一代。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Gracious God, you are faithful and true.
亲爱的主，信实的主，你是信实的，你也是真实的。
Father, would you bless this community?
主，求你祝福这一个教会。
Would you knit the generations together?
求你把这个教会里面的这个世代能够紧紧的能够交织在一起。
Would you strengthen the heart of unity?
你能够把这个合一的心能够再加强起来。
Father, would you heal homes and would you just bring hearts together?
亲爱的主，我们求你让家庭里面，让整个的这个教会里面，我们的心能够被你能够调到一起。
Father, we know that you are our generational God.
亲爱的主，我们知道你是一位注重世代传承的主。
And so for those of us who are leaders here today, we ask for humility and wisdom and discerning minds.
所以当我们中间这些做领袖的人，求你赐给我们谦卑的心，智慧跟一个有洞察力的心思。
Show us and teach us how to serve the emerging generation for your kingdom purpose.
所以为着你自己国的缘故，帮助我们了解如何服侍我们下一代的人。
All the resources that you have blessed this first generation, this church with, are for your kingdom.
那么所有我们在这一世代的人，靠着你的恩典所积蓄的所有的资源，都是为着你自己国度的缘故，不是为着我们。
Give us vision.
给我们意象。
Would you bless us?
求你祝福我们。
May your spirit encourage us.
愿你的圣灵继续鼓励我们。
Even as we encourage each other.
以至于我们在你的里面，借着你的灵可以彼此互相激励。
Father, for those of us who are younger, who are part of the next generation.
所以主，我们也特别为我们中间的下一代的这些年轻人来祷告。
Also give us hearts of humility.
同样的，也让我们有一颗谦虚的心。
To learn how you have moved in the lives of your people.
让我们能够明白说你如何在每一个人的心里面能够动工。
And to honor our parents, our leaders, and our elders.
能够尊敬我们的父母，能够尊敬我们的长老，能够尊敬教会里面的领袖。
Father, I ask for your favor upon this community.
我们求你来祝福这一个信你的群体。
That you would bless the leaders, that you would bless the families, that you would bless the next generation.
求你祝福我们中间的领袖，我们中间的家庭，我们的家长，以及我们下一代的。
You know every single person by name.
你知道我们中间每一个人，你按着名能够知道我们，认识我们。
May you continue to be faithful.
让你继续的在我们中间来信实的来做工。
And as your purpose unfolds through and in this community.
让你自己的旨意能够在这样的一个教会当中能够被显明，能够被实行出来。
May you raise up for yourself a humble, mighty, and bold generation.
那么愿你在这样子的一个教会当中能够兴起这个不同世代的人来服侍你。
And we pray all this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们是靠着主耶稣基督的名来祷告。
Amen.
Amen.